guy. Talk Live, take control, toll-free here at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
I've got community service that I have to do here. 11
it's so,
hours.
So nice of you to help the community.
I don't mind helping the community. I give regular donations to the local homeless shelter.
You can come out to the fire station and wash our trucks for us.
I could do that. But actually, I think I'd rather do some other kind of community service because there's a church that I could work for and do outreach. I could do Liberty Outreach, and that's considered community service, so I'm really excited about that. I already do community service on a regular basis in that case. So, what I was talking about last hour, just bringing up to speed, was the speeding ticket I was sentenced on today. The sentence was over $100 fine for the speeding ticket, and this was after going to trial. I did not take a plea deal. I went to trial. Actually, I don't know how much I've spent on gasoline. I've driven for about 3 hours to and from over three different occasions.
That's
to go
what
to
really
sport.
Sucks it out of me. I don't like spending gas or time on useless, yeah. frivolous things. And you're talking about going to
it's
another.
It's not useless, and it's not frivolous. I understand why you think it is.
No, I didn't call it useless or frivolous. I don't like doing that, and I have to weigh every. You know, you got to weigh your time and your gas on things. And you're going to another county, so it's not even close that we're talking about here. And it's. I wonder whether – I just wonder the value sort of for the individual.
Okay, so here's the value for me. I'm an activist, so my goal is to inform people of their rights. It's one of the primary things that I do. I'm pretty good at outreach, right? People can critique me for civil disobedience or whatever, but I'm pretty good at handing out information to people. Like, that I've done for a long time, and I don't have a problem approaching people and saying, hey, have you gotten one of these? Or whatever the line might be.
Hey, can you throw this out for me?
I see people reading these flyers.
I'm just joking, Marcus. Of course.
So, yes, obviously some people will throw them away. That's just how it goes when you print flyers and things like that. But over the time that I've gone to this courtroom, this particular courtroom, which I don't normally go to. This is, again, in another county. I spend hours every month going to the local courthouse and doing Don't Take Plea Deal outreach there as a regular form of activism. This is an irregular form because I just happen to get a ticket. They want me to go to – they're not going to drop the charge. So I showed up and I started handing out these Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers. And I mentioned the last time I was there the major success that I felt I had, besides just the handing out of over a dozen flyers to people.
Don't you think that it's probably one of the most effective places for you to hand literature out
is
at a courthouse, right? Because
especially Don't Take a Plea Deal.
Everyone's just sitting there waiting.
Right. And I could hand out whatever I wanted, but yeah, you've got plenty of time on your hands. You know it's going to be a while before the judge comes in, so why not take the flyer from the guy with the flyers? And most people do. So that alone is a win, just handing out flyers. But I had an extra win. Last time was when a lady who was in her 50s was facing felony marijuana growing charges, and I had the opportunity to meet this lady. So after I didn't know she was, I saw her in the hallway earlier, but I didn't know what her charge was. So when I was in there, and of course they made me wait till the end of the day, so I got to see what everybody was charged with. And she goes up there. Most of the charges that day were underage drinking, but this lady. Seemed like a nice hippie lady. She was there with her nice hippie husband or boyfriend, and she gets called up, and she's facing felonies. I mean, this is 3, 5 years, 7 years in prison, somewhere in that range. And so as she left the courtroom, I went out there, and I said, hey, I just wanted to share this with you. It's about jury nullification. And I talked with her for a short period of time, and her husband listened to me with rapt attention. They were very interested in jury nullification. They'd never heard of it before. Jury nullification is what?
Well, it's the ability of the jury to essentially judge the law, that the jury is there to judge not only guilt of the person, but sort of guilt from a moral sense. If the law is bad, then the jury, to the jury's mind, then they can find that person not guilty.
Yeah, this is something that many judges in many states will actually instruct the jury the complete opposite of this. They will specifically tell the jury not to judge the law, but to just judge whether or not this person, you know, broke the law. And it's a really important thing to understand, because if the jury finds that the law is unjust, and in many cases the law is unjust, the jury can actually say not guilty, even if they know or feel that the person was guilty of breaking the law. They can say not guilty and, you know, help an innocent person.
Save somebody.
Yeah, they can save somebody from the system.
And somebody who hasn't harmed anybody else. Obviously, you don't want to use jury nullification if you've got a real criminal who's actually hurt somebody. But if it's a 55-year-old hippie lady who's growing some pot plants in her basement, then that's a perfect opportunity for jury nullification. So, of course, as a well-prepared activist, I had my jury nullification flyers with me. Now, again, I wasn't there to hand out jury nullification flyers, but I had them with me, and she seemed like the perfect person to give one to. So I gave them an explanation of what jury nullification was. I gave them the flyer, and I felt good about that, because they seemed very, very interested. So that alone would have been sufficient, but today I handed out more Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers, because it was a different day. Today was my sentencing day for the speeding ticket. Then when I got up in front of the court for the sentencing portion where I got to speak, and interestingly, I had an adrenaline rush, and it caught me by surprise, because I'm pretty,
jaded.
I'm pretty experienced at being in court. But I don't know, man. Maybe I was thinking they were going to arrest me or something like that because it was sentencing. But
your spider sense was tingling?
When you listen to the audio, you'll hear my voice shaking as I'm up there speaking to the judge. And essentially, the message that I delivered to them was that I referenced their Constitution, which in the first portion of the Constitution does reference consent, Article 1 in New Hampshire. And there are similar statements in other state constitutions. So there may be something like this where you live. But here it says that all men are born equally free and independent. Therefore, all government of right originates from the people, is founded in consent, and instituted for the general good. And I pointed out to them that I do not consent, and that it doesn't matter, that they're just doing whatever they want to, and I don't appreciate what they're doing. I don't appreciate them filling courtrooms full of people who've never harmed anybody else and gesturing to the crowd. And Daryl told me later on that people were gasping. They couldn't believe that anybody would say this to a judge. And so that was just the essence of my statement, was I don't appreciate this.
Tried to shame him.
That you should put this on file. That judge did not make eye contact with me during my statement at all. He did afterwards when he gave me my sentence, which was $100-something in fines. I told the judge I will not pay. I do not pay fines. I object to giving money to organizations that I feel are doing, you know, that are hurting peaceful people. So he then changed it to a community service option. And I did motion to alternative payment, which has worked for me in the past in written form. It's never worked verbally. Here, I obviously motioned verbally for him to accept a payment to a charity rather than to the court. Because I'm not going to give any money to the court. I'll go sit in jail. I don't care. I'm not going to enrich their system. I'm not going to encourage them to do this to more people. And so I've never done community service before. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, try this, because I do plenty of community service. So I was there doing community service today as I handed out flyers to the courtroom. So afterwards, I'm walking out into the parking lot, and this older gentleman, who was one of the two people who refused the flyer earlier, he said he already had one, even though I know I didn't give it to him. Maybe I'd seen him in a previous court date and he'd gotten one then, or whatever. Who knows how he actually got it. But so I don't know if he was telling me the truth there or not, but regardless, when I was leaving to the car, he said something to me and stopped me and reached out his hand to shake my hand. He said, I just want to thank you for what you said in there. He really appreciated it. And I said, yeah, if only more people would stand up for their rights and the rights of others, then we could really make an impact. There could really be something that would change. It's not enough for me, you know, for Ian Freeman or Daryl Perry or, you know, an activist every few months to show up and stand up for themselves. More people, average people, have to be willing to not take a plea deal and clog the system, so these bureaucrats finally have a real disincentive to continue their aggression.
Well, I can see how taking your speeding ticket to trial gives you sort of relevance to be in the courtroom rather than just being somebody who's passing out flyers at the
sure.
front.
Yep.
I mean, you know.
I still get good response just from passing out flyers at the front. But, yeah, I see your point there.
You want me to come? You want me to come for a speeding ticket? Well, I'm bringing my flyers, and I'm going to flyer all your people.
Yep, that's exactly right. So thanks for the speeding ticket, guys. It was worth every moment, to me at least. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Still to come. Marcus has a story about a clerk at a gas station who's been fired for preventing a robbery.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, and you can bring up whatever you like toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, get interactive with a variety of features that we have waiting there for you. Listening options, we've got those, including broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. There's also, of course, radio stations, over 125 great stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those. The satellite listening choices. All right, I think it's finally time that we talked about this, and we should probably mention it again a little bit later on. But unfortunately, as of Saturday, you will no longer be able to listen to Free Talk Live on XM satellite radio.
Is it when? Friday?
Friday's the last day.
Okay.
So if it's Saturday, you're too late.
Today's Thursday.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we probably should have mentioned this last week, but I didn't. And just because I wasn't really sure what was going to happen until today with the channels that we're on. We'll talk more about that coming up here later tonight. But if you really want to hear Free Talk Live on XM Satellite Radio and you are a subscriber to the service, now would be a good time to reach out to the programming department there and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live after the premiere channels go away. So I'll tell you more about that coming up here in a little bit. But you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about Free Talk Live and how you can get tuned in online, on the radio, and beyond. Listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI, longtime sponsor of the show, also big-time sponsor of the School Sucks Project.
Yeah, SACL CAI. Jason Osborne is one of the principals over there, and he does a podcast along with Brett Vinoy, and it's called School Sucks Project. And they've got a really great podcast series called Logic Saves Lives. It helps you to sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series features libertarian luminary types of all sorts. You can find Wes Bertrand, James Corbett, Derek J. Freeman, Larkin Rose, and many others. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
Okay, so 855, 453, coming up here, Marcus will be sharing a story with us about a man who successfully stopped a robbery from occurring at his workplace. It was a convenience store, and apparently he's been fired for his efforts. We will share that with you. And just any further thoughts, gentlemen, on this idea? Because I think we kind of touched on this discussion, but it was more, I think, during the break than it was on the air, about the idea that, people hate activists. And, of course, I'm told that all the time. Oh, everybody hates you. Guys, you need to go home. Get out of here, free staters. Get out, you freak keeners. Well, no, everybody doesn't hate activists. In fact, the people who really appreciate what we do are out there, and a lot of them let you know about it, which means that some of them don't let you know about it. So if somebody is telling you that they appreciate something you did, you can better believe there are people who also appreciated it who are not telling you about that.
And I think that's absolutely true.
And the reverse is true. There are also people who did not appreciate what you did who are not telling you. And there are people who did not appreciate what you did and who are telling you in a nasty manner.
Yeah, and here's what... So I'm not some kind of big activist or anything like that. I'll certainly talk about the ideas of liberty if somebody talks to me about
it. It's a radio show. I mean, that's activism.
It's activism in the sense that I do the show, but this is my job. I come here, I sit down, I do the show. It's a great form of activism, but it doesn't...
Usually you lose money on activism.
It's non-confrontational. Do you got it? Like people...
Well, I mean, talk radio is kind of a confrontational medium, I guess.
If people want to call in, I can spar with them, but I don't call people up and badger them or anything like that. Activism tends to sort of be out there. You know, there's a form of activism that sort of gets out there, and there's a form of activism that sort of sits there and allows people to come to you. And it's the difference between sitting at a fair and a booth and kind of waiting for people to come talk to you about whatever your booth is set up about versus going out there and hawking them. I don't really go out there and hawk them. And but when I see people doing activism, with which I agree, I'm for those people. I'm like, yeah, that's good job. Now, if they're doing something stupid in the process, I'm going to definitely critique that. But I think that there's a lot of people out there that either are unwilling or unable to think critically, and they just basically are like, activists, you know, on either side. They don't really care why. It's just that the very fact of activism turns them off to whatever the subject that the activist is being active about.
I don't deny that those people exist. But my question to you is, why should I care?
Well, I think that to some extent, public opinion matters, and largely...
What was the public opinion when people were wanting to have a revolution from the king?
I don't know. I mean,
I thought I heard it was like 10 to 15% or 30% max that were in favor of the revolution.
Like what you were told as far as history is like a third were for it, a third were against it, and a third just kind of didn't care. Mm. And if you're losing the third in the middle, that's kind of a rough way to win, you know? That those people just blow in the wind. They're going to do whatever. They're just the dogs. They're just going to do whatever.
I think that when you're asking, whether or not activism is good, it just depends on what the goal of the activism is. So, I think of Free Keen is this brand that is, somewhat well known within the Keene area, and it's known as the Loud Activists.
Known and notorious.
Sure, and...
So, famous and infamous.
Exactly. And so I feel like if somebody wanted to come to town and, run for election, that it would be a lot easier to just go to another town outside of Keene and not be associated with Free Keene and just run almost really very quietly.
And a lot of people do.
I think you're right about
successfully.
That. And so if your goal in Keene was to run for office and win, and that was your main goal to make changes.
You got a tough road.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because Free Keene has created this. It's very well known, and there is this thing of, like, people know Free Keene, and like Mark's saying, a lot of people just don't like people who are loud. When I say loud, I mean just anybody that's just doing something that's not what everybody else is doing.
Right. Yeah, and the people who would yell, get a job at you if you're out holding a sign on the side of the road.
And can you imagine believing so thoroughly that a person who's holding a sign on the side of the road is a bad person that you would yell, get a job? Especially, now, look, I go out and do the peace vigils on Keene.
They get the same yell.
The longest running peace vigil. You're talking about retired people on a Saturday morning from 11 to noon. World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans, Korea veterans out there holding signs from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on a Saturday.
That's right.
People yelling, get a job.
What? Because they don't have anything creative to say. They don't have anything intelligent to say.
Right, and this is what I'm talking about, the abandonment of critical thinking skills. But sadly, those people continue to draw oxygen, and they have opinions. They vote, oftentimes.
Well, some do, some don't. In fact, most people don't vote in municipal elections, as a matter of fact. So the people that are very opinionated about the activism in the area are more likely to be voters because the voters are more likely to pay attention to political goings-ons and protests and things like that. There are still people who are completely oblivious to the Free State Project here in New Hampshire and Keene and as well to Free Keene. Have I done a scientific study, a poll? No, I certainly haven't. Lumpy is on the line listening in Massachusetts. We're going to actually stand by, Lumpy. We're going to get to you here in moments. He has some experience at being up here in New Hampshire, and I think he wants to add his voice into this discussion. 855-453. And I agree with you, Marcus. It is all about the goal. And my goal isn't to, to pander to these people who are just, very, very vitriolic and nasty about their beliefs. More coming up. I just want to attract the people that are like me. It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Should activists just throw in the towel? Oh, somebody might get upset. We should just not do anything that's possibly upsetting. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. You may Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. News updates. You want to follow us via email, you will be sent the most important updates about Free Talk Live via our email list. Or you can follow us, via Facebook, Google, and Twitter. And, of course, those will be more updated during the show and during the day. We'll give you more kind of news, questions we might want to ask during the program of you, the listener, if you're listening live. So go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for any of those things for free.
I have just released an Edgington Post today. It was me talking to a fellow marketing guy. His name's Steve Rogai, and he helps people who have inventions, that kind of thing. Anyway. Great little interview. If you want to get the opportunity, just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. It's right there on the feed.
Yeah, or you can actually subscribe to the Edgington Post as its own separate podcast if you want to. You can do that right from the front page of freetalklive.com, the left-hand column.
That's right.
So let's go to the phones here. Lumpy is on the line, listening in Massachusetts. Lumpy, we've been talking about activism and kind of touching back on this idea that it upsets some people. What did you want to add to this discussion?
Well, guys, good evening. I want to say that, you know, I had lived there when my dad was ill. I had to move away, and we've had some financial stuff, and we're, God willing, everything go well, and the creek don't rise, we'll be back up soon. But, you know, one of the things that I can tell you and I can attest to is, and I wasn't a freekeener. I didn't blog on freekeen. I associated with a lot of the guys in freekeen. But I also
Enough, Lumpy. Apparently, associate with us, you are a freekeener. So Crawford, who has lived here for 15 years since long, you know, before the Free State Project existed, David Crawford's running for local office, and he's been labeled as a freekeener, even though he doesn't blog there.
I've got to say. So labels are something that people use to help them understand the world. What labels would you propose that they give for the people that hang out together? You don't want a label because
liberty
you want to be able to sort of skulk about, but work as a group. And it's
skulk
just,
about? Who's skulking about?
Well,
get real.
Do you want to work with it as a group or not? If you want to work as a group, you need a name for the group so that people can call the group.
Yeah, but I don't like how people think about folks in groups.
I agree
like
with
that.
You.
It's not appropriate. But
you want to operate as
anyway.
A
my point is
it's
that just by hanging out with us, Lumpy, you would be considered a freekeener. But go ahead.
Oh yeah. Well, that's fine. You know, I don't care. I don't care what anybody calls me. It's their version of whatever they need to collectivize inside their own heads to wrap whatever understanding they need to pull out of whatever. You know, people need to define things. I think it's kind of a human instinct. It's a lazy human instinct, but I mean to just kind of go to such quick reactive things. But I'll tell you what, when I was up there, I made so many friends. I made neighbors. I had neighbors and people from the local church, from just sitting down at what was B2 Burrito at that time. You know, just walking down the street, and we just, and let me tell you, when we were out cop walking, the college kids freaking loved us. We had the scanner going on the cell phone. We knew where the cops were. We said, hey guys, watch out for the party on this street and that street. They're busting the party over here, and you know, and those things go on up there. And there's a lot of stuff that doesn't even get talked about.
Yeah, it's so true. Every weekend, the cop blockers have been out recently. Cop blocks kind of, you know, on and on again, off again. You know, some people pick it up and they'll run with it for a while and then they'll be off again. It's been on again now for several, actually a few months here in the Keene area on a weekly basis. And it's amazing watching because it's actually two natives who are heading it up. Well, not natives, but one's a native. The other one's lived here a while. They're heading it up in town. And I go out every week as well. And it's amazing watching these, you know, college girls. They love taking their picture with JP. He's like a military dude, and so he's still got some of his military equipment. He's got this helmet, and he's added Velcro to the helmet, so he's got a video camera stuck to one side of the helmet. He's got his two-way radio stuck to the back of the helmet, and, you know, he's got camo on. I don't know if it's just because he's a man in uniform, but girls are always asking to take his picture, and people are constantly like, cop block! And, you know, they love it. You know, when you're the person for whom the rights are being stood up for, you're more likely to appreciate the activists.
Well, I agree with you, and there are also a couple other things to think about that, like, there's a difference between being liked and being respected, or even being feared or loathed. You know, you can say that the government or the only people who really, you know, there are very, very few people who disagree or who will say anything, at least out loud, when someone is doing something helpful, like people like Free Keeners do, or a lot of the activists in Keene, whether they want to say they're part of any group or not, which is fine. I don't particularly like saying I'm part of any group. You know, there is a difference between being respected and liked. A lot of people have a need to be liked, but I think what's much more important than that is to be respected. And talk is cheap. It's about actions. And speaking of cheap talk, one of the requests from the chat room is, has anybody got video of Ian telling the judge what's up from today?
Yeah, I've got video of that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks,
good,
Lumpy,
good.
For the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I don't go into a courtroom without a video camera. I definitely have that. And it's interesting. There's one of the security agents at this courthouse. He's always interested in my flyers. He always wants to know. Like, he came up to me and asked if there were any new flyers that he hasn't gotten yet today. Because he always wants me to give him whatever flyer I have. So he
must have a collection.
Yeah, well, I love it. I think it's great. I mean, it can't hurt to, you know, have the folks inside the system reading these ideas. And a lot of them, some of them do agree. They just can't be real open about it.
Sure. I mean, there's usually, you know, the people that work for the government come in all kinds of ideals, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, sure. Absolutely.
So just because somebody works for anybody, for the government or anybody, doesn't really put them into a particular camp of their viewpoint of how things should be for people in terms of politics.
Right. And so you shouldn't jump to conclusions about them. I mean, just because they work for the state doesn't mean they're evil people. Or...
And I'm not trying to jump conclusions about anybody. What I'm trying to do is come up with an assessment of what is the most efficient form of activism. And having
depends
been
on your
here,
goals.
Having been here for 7 years, 8 years, how long have we been here? A long
over
time.
Over 7 years.
You'd think that we would be able to assess this for people, and I don't think I can.
Can't assess what's most
efficient.
Ah.
And I think that it's clear, what needs to be made perfectly clear is that what your goal for activism is to attract more people to move to the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. That's the
primary goal.
So, to some extent, you don't mind if you break a
few
eggs.
But that's not always true. That's not always true. Like, that's my goal with more visible activism, but I also do regular outreach activism that does not attract people to New Hampshire necessarily. Like, doing Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach. I talk about doing it on the radio, which could attract people, but the actual doing of that activism is fairly unremarkable. I show up at a courthouse for an hour, and I hand out flyers to everybody that shows up.
But doing that shows people how dedicated you and your group are to...
If they were able to see it, and as I said, we can talk about it on my show, but the activism itself is not inherently a promotional style, hey, come move here kind of...
Right, that you're really, with that, that outreach is more of you just trying to affect a change here and now, like with these people, like, let's give these people information today that could help them today, and that can help us all if more people understood their rights a little bit better.
Exactly. So this weekend, Pumpkin Fest is happening here in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, this is a time of the year where one weekend a year that basically the population of Keene triples or quadruples. It goes up quite a bit. I mean, Keene's a town of 23,000 people normally, and during Pumpkin Fest, I've heard 60,000, 70,000 people are here in the streets. So great time for outreach. I'm going to be bringing out the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers this weekend. And again, this is not necessarily a, hey, here we are kind of style activism. This is a very quick, hit them fast, get in, get out, hand out as many flyers as you can, you know, possibly can, and then come back a few, you know, another hour or two later and do it again, because the crowd's probably somewhat different at that point. And that's just about spreading ideas, plain and simple. So 855, 450, free. But does that upset people? Sure, it's going to upset some people. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to med5.com. That's medfive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at medfive.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free. 855-450-FREE. Is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you enjoy what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and the AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and we will invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and one of the ways that we can do that is by bringing on an additional affiliate relations person. Daryl, who is our Monday night co-host, has come on board to assist us with affiliate relations, and the job of affiliate relations is to call radio stations and attempt to bring more stations on board. You know, introduce the show to program directors,
get more affiliates
nationwide, and bring more stations on with Free Talk Live. I do that daily, but if there's two of me, that would be even better. And Daryl is a pretty good version of me at this, and so we've been training him for the last week, and we've been working together, and it's been going very well. He's been making contacts with program directors and getting them to agree to listen to the show. And so what we want to do is have your AMP contributions. They are going to be matched. If you contribute to the AMP program from now until whenever, we're
about
going
a year.
Yep, we're going to have a group of really dedicated people with a little bit of money that have put it up to say we're willing to match up to $950 per month of Free Talk Live listeners' contributions to AMP. So your AMP dollars, if you AMP tonight or tomorrow or next week or whenever you AMP, consider it double, because there's somebody out there who stepped up to match that, which is awesome, which is going to help us bring Daryl on board with the show.
If you like the idea of liberty, if you like the idea of people hearing this message on their station, now's the time to step up, do your part, because we're matching your money, and we've got a very specific thing we're trying to do. So,
and we really want to raise the amount within the next 3 or 4 weeks, basically.
Yep.
Okay, so amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get into Bitcoins, you're going to need a wallet. Best wallet you can get is at blockchain.info. They've got all kinds of services there and tools that you can use as far as Bitcoins go. But the wallet is, I suppose, the most universally useful. And it's a great one. It allows you can use it on your laptop or your desktop or your iPhone or your Android if you've got both of them or either or. The encryption goes on right in the browser, which disallows blockchain themselves or the FBI or the NSA or whoever else is involved from having access to your money. It's the best online wallet out there. Now, I don't recommend you keep all your money in an online wallet if you've got a bunch of Bitcoins. But if just sort of the spending money, blockchain.info, it's great, great wallet.
All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Pizza Guy in Fargo, North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live, Pizza Guy.
I was almost hoping you had another caller, so I had an excuse to hang up. I don't know.
Aww. Are you going to tell us what you were calling about?
This topic. Huh? Yeah, no, I want your advice because, I'm sure you guys will have a better perspective because I can't be objective. And the expert's always the man from out of town. You don't live in my town, so.
I was going to say, we are certainly not experts on much of anything. We're talk show hosts. But all that said, we do have plenty of advice. Whether it's good advice is up to you to decide.
Your morality is similar to my own, and so okay. I would like an outside perspective.
All right, go ahead. What's going on?
I have not been completely – I have not disclosed everything about the cat house. There is a detail, and maybe I talked about it once or twice, but...
The cat house is a house that you bought, so people aren't confused, because it sounds like it's one thing. The cat house is a home that you purchased without realizing, and the inspector did not notice, that the walls were filled, the ceiling spaces were filled with cat feces and urine, and it was a horrible...
And some cadavers, right?
It was a horrible cleanup that you had to engage in that cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Okay, so what's the issue?
And 2.5 years of my life, the first 2.5 years of my marriage.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, inspections aren't supposed to, you know, it's not the inspector, but at any rate, you know, my realtor in this case was my uncle.
Okay.
He specializes in hotel development and things like that, but... you know, he also has a realty license, so he can help you buy a house. He's letting other people buy a house. And I guess what I found out later on, after the whole debacle had happened, is that, you know, the house to me was sold by the woman, by the owner's granddaughter, who was also a realtor.
Okay.
But before she was the realtor for the house selling it, it had belonged to the same realty company that my uncle had worked for.
Okay.
And so he actually had known about the cat issue.
Really?
Wow, that's uncomfortable.
The sellers, they did not. He didn't disclose it.
How did he know?
He had assumed. He knew that they had had a cat problem. I don't know what he knew about it to the extent.
But he surely couldn't have known. Hold on. He surely could not have known that the cats were crawling about through the ceilings and pooping. I mean, not even the home inspector figured that out. I mean, who inspects a home and says, we need to cut this wall open and make sure that, you know, everything looks fine in there? That usually doesn't happen.
It would be known if you were to check a police report. A police report is how we... proceeded legally is because when you check the police report, that's how I know it's 67 cats. Because the police report is very graphic about the number of cats and the feces dripping off of the ceiling. And so, you know, if the first people to try to sell that were the company that my uncle had worked for, and then he had known that they had had cat problems. That's all that I can quote because I'm hearing it secondhand from my mother. I guess I don't know if he knew it was 67 cats or not. But my mother...
Well, right, just because...
I want to hear the story, Ian.
Okay, I know you want to go on. We have plenty of time because we've got a third hour coming up here shortly. But look, just because somebody is a crazy cat lady doesn't necessarily mean there's a fecal issue, right? I mean, that doesn't... 1 + 1 in that case, you know, it's not necessarily really clear.
Did the realty company have access to the police report, and did your uncle have access?
Well, yeah, anybody... You have access.
Did he know about the feces? That's the thing.
You know, police reports are public knowledge if you go look for them.
Okay.
But did he
so
know
you don't know if he knew about the feces. Go ahead.
But what I do know is that he had known that there was a cat issue And my mother asked him directly. She said, I think I smell cat. My mother thought she smelled cat. And he said, oh, no, they must have covered it up because I don't smell anything. So nothing was ever said to me. And so I sold the house. I bought the house, and the whole thing kind of dropped off. He never mentioned that to me. It came to the point where my lawyer told me that, you know, basically I can't give the house back, that, you know, you're not going to get blood from a stone. And I call my uncle and I say, well, what do I do? And he says, well, you know, I'm going on a fishing trip. When I come back, we'll build you a little castle. And don't worry about it. We'll take care of this. And then for
who's
the first
we?
2 months.
And what does castle mean?
I remember the word specifically, little castle and we. I remember both those terminologies being used by him to try to avail me. And then he went out. He was the one who found me the lawyer in the first place. Anyway, he'd always promised that he was going to go after the realtor that sold me the house, too, but he never did. But, of course, I was too busy dealing with the fact that, oh, my God, my house needs to be gutted to ever handle this situation. Mm-hmm. And he was, I knew nothing. My background is in computer coding. I used to work for that company. Mark, I got them to sell or buy advertising with you. I don't know if you remember. I was that same guy who worked with that online computer company and had a really good career going, but I couldn't run that career and build this house at the same time. And so, I tried to focus on that house and take my uncle's direction because he's a contractor by trade, a hotel developer. But eventually I kept coming to him because he works from the home and I, couldn't keep my job and build a house. So I focused on building the house because, I wanted to provide for my wife, who left her home in Japan to come be with me, against her parents' wishes. I wanted to provide her with a home. And so I said, let's do this. And, he said it'll take, 6, 7, maybe 8 months, 3 months into it, I'm sitting there getting advice from him, trying, like sucking air through a 100-foot straw, to pull knowledge out of him and learn how this construction stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
And the man looks me in the eye and he says, you can't keep coming over here and getting advice from me. He says it straight to me. He says, when I, would work with my uncle, I'd pay him $35 an hour. All you're doing is bringing me a coffee. I don't need coffee. I ain't your daddy. And something else you may not know about me, I'm an orphan. My father, was never to be really seen, and my mother was an alcoholic and had her own problems. I had to go live with a different aunt and uncle, when I was about 7 years old. And
I guess you're really glad that you hired him as your realtor. I know that you're going somewhere. You've got a question to ask about this situation. So if you want to hang on, Pizza Guy, stick with us, will you?
Sure.
All right. More with the Pizza Guy here and his dastardly uncle, apparently. 855.
Well, that's how the story's coming out.
450-FREE. 855-450-3733. How'd you get screwed over by your family members? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.